Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey A to Z listeners, this is Jack here, and if you would like to become an exclusive subscriber to the show, you can hit the link in the description, and that will take you to our Red Circle page, where for $1.99 a month, you will get access to an extra 2 or 3 episodes each week. And be careful, don't hit that donation button if you want to become an exclusive subscriber, because the donation button is just a one-time donation. However, the exclusive subscriber button will give you access to the extra 2 or 3 episodes each week. So make sure you hit that exclusive subscriber button if you want access to the extra episodes. Now, let's get on with the show. Welcome to the A to Z English podcast. I am here with my co-host Sochal, and today we are in the grammar zone, and we are talking about 3 phrasal verbs using the verb push. And the first one, Sochal, is probably, familiar to you because of the way that, I push you around, right? Push around. So it's push around is the phrasal verb.
Yeah. Push around. Push around means you can push something around physically on a table. Like, here's a book and you pushed it around the table. You pushed it to one person and they pushed it to another person or whatever. But it can also mean to kind of mistreat someone, like bully them kind of in a way, or force them to do what you want, or, treat them in a bossy, demanding way.
That you nailed it. You nailed it. Exactly. To be bossy, to be a bully, push someone around, especially someone weaker than you. Right. Mm-hmm. And I'm not implying that you are weaker than me. I was totally joking before.
I mean, you're like almost 2 feet taller than me. You were.
That's
joking.
That's true. I could put
that. Very nice. But if you wanted to, you could. But usually it's not like a physical thing. We usually use it as a figurative speech, right? To mean to emotionally bully someone. So it's usually someone with more power than you.
Yep.
Like in a social structure or like
a work
family
structure.
Work structure.
Yeah.
Family structure. Like, my family's really been pushing me around lately because they need a peon to do all their labor, which ends up being me lately. So
go cook this meal. Make us some enchiladas.
That's literally what they've been doing. They literally have been doing that. Go cook this. Go fix the papers with the lawyer. Go translate this for me. But instead of like being nice about it, they're like, do it. So that's kind of what pushing around is,
Yeah, pushing around. Yeah. Older brothers will push around their younger brothers, mm-hmm. Hey,
enchiladas.
Yeah. You go make the enchiladas. You go do this. You go do that.
Go to the store.
The work that nobody wants to do. And the younger brother's like, okay, I have no power. So I have to do it.
Yeah.
But it is definitely a bully move. And when people, people who don't grow out of that, don't move beyond pushing around people and like to, when adults push people around, it really makes me uncomfortable. I really hate that. I hate
so
it on both sides.
in cultures where you hate it on both sides, like you hate the person letting themselves be pushed around.
No, but I hate the lack of like I don't know what the word is.
Boundaries,
I'm trying not to be a victim blamer, but I'm like I
lack of
want
boundaries, backbone, lack of
lack of backbone,
backbone.
lack of boundaries. I want that person to I hate to see that person have
Not stand up
to
for
behave
themselves.
that way, but it's not their fault. I don't blame them. I know it's not
Right.
their fault.
I think it can, I think it's hard in like certain cultures, like Korean culture, like you can't really stand up to your boss. Like it's par for the course, which for listeners means it's like normal for your boss to push you around in Korean culture and for everyone older than you or having more seniority in the company to like push you around. And Mexican family works a little bit the same way, though I do stand up to my family, but it's like they're only shocked whenever I'm like, I'm not doing all this because how dare I talk back even if I'm a full grown adult? It's like in Korean culture, the youngest child is also always being like,
You're always the child, like
yeah, you're always the child to your parents. Whereas in Western culture, we're more independent and your parents don't typically push you around quite so much, I would say.
No, and I mean, but in American culture, it's like you don't get the benefit of being the pusher arounder in when you get older.
No, people just push you out to a retirement home.
In Mexican culture and in Korean culture, you may be the
The
low
servant, the
person on
lowly
the totem
servant.
pole. You're but later you get to be abuelita, and you get to tell everybody what to do, and you're the queen of the family. So,
Right.
it's like
You do your due diligence or your time. You do your time.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big this summer with great deals, all in the Kroger app. Get select varieties of Powerade or Body Armor Super Drinks for 79 cents each. Then get a 2-pound package of strawberries for $2.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Serve your time, right?
And then eventually you become the high, you get the high power the high position on
Position.
the hierarchy, and you get to tell everybody what to do. But I prefer just like let's all not tell each other what to do, and let's just work together as
Yeah, I like that better, but I think it's a very Western kind of thing, like to assume that we all know equally and can share equally instead of thinking the oldest person knows best, which is more of the culture.
Absolutely.
So what's in
Okay,
deck?
that was a long
That was a
way.
long yeah, we could make that almost to another podcast
The push around podcast.
episode.
Okay, what about to push for something? And this one is more in like in the meaning of like advocacy.
Yes. So to push for something, I got it that way immediately, as well. It's basically to, like Jack said, you're advocating. You are, let's say your mom says, okay, kids, What do you want for dessert? And you get to pick. You want like ice cream, frozen yogurt, or cake, and you're with your siblings. And you are the most vocal one that you really want ice cream. And you're trying to go around convincing everyone that they should also want ice cream. So you're really pushing for ice cream.
Exactly. It just means to advocate strongly or to strongly support something in a determined and persistent manner. So that's the dictionary definition, just to really make your voice the loudest and really try to convince your siblings to choose ice cream because ice cream is the
Rally
best.
for or rally for whatever you want, basically.
So to push for something. Some of our students out there might be pushing for more episodes. They're like, oh, we want more episodes of the podcast. Well, we have more episodes for you. There are two to three free ep sorry, two to three exclusive episodes each week to go along with the free episodes. So we heard your voice and we are changing. So you guys pushed for it and we delivered. And our last one is to push through. And what does it mean to
Push
push through?
through. Push through is to hang. It has the same meaning as hanging in there. It's basically to hold on through a difficult circumstance, to make it through the other side. If you can imagine, like, you're in a tunnel and there's light at the end, and you're walking through like hip deep in thick mud. And you're pushing through and you finally get to light at the end of the tunnel, that kind of situation. We use it a lot when someone is like sick, oh, push through this, or when they're like going through a difficult life circumstance, right?
The way I always think of it is exercise. Like, let's say
Oh,
I'm going to
yeah.
do like a 45-minute workout, and the instructor is always like 20 minutes. I'm like, no, I'm going to quit. I'm done. I can't do this exercise anymore. And they're like, come on, push through. You can do this. Push through. It's only 25 more minutes. Okay, only 20 minutes, only 15 minutes, only 10 minutes. You're almost done. Push through, push through. And it's basically fighting it's either fighting your body saying no, your body saying this is too difficult and I don't want to do this anymore, and you push through, or it's your mental
The
strength.
willpower.
Your
Yeah,
willpower saying, I want to
yeah.
quit, and your brain and your mind saying, don't quit, push through. Because if you stop, you might regret it. You're going to feel bad. Like if you don't finish that workout, or you don't, complete that project or whatever you may be, you don't get better, get well. So pushing through is usually a good thing. Although some people tend to push through when they shouldn't, and you
Like
can
if they're
hurt
ill.
yourself. Yeah. Yeah. So as long as you're in shape enough and the exercise workout doesn't kill you, I would recommend pushing through. But if you feel like you're going to die of a heart attack, it's better to take a break,
Take a break.
take a break.
Yeah. All right, listeners, those are our three for today. Leave a comment down below at A to Z English Podcast.com if you have any questions for us. It really helps us with visibility. Make sure to shoot us an email at A to Z English Podcast at gmail.com. We really like listening to listeners' inquiries about English, and we would love to answer them for you in a future episode. And make sure to join the WeChat and WhatsApp group because we want to make sure to interact with you on a personal basis. See you guys next time. Bye bye.
Bye-bye.
Save big this summer with great deals. All in the Kroger app.
Get select varieties of Powerade or Body Armor Super Drinks for 79 cents each. Then get a 2-pound package of strawberries for $2.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.